From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad has vowed to retake all of his country from rebel forces. In an interview published Friday, President Assad told the French news agency his forces plan to retake the whole country. The Syrian president said he supports peace efforts, but cautioned that the negotiations do not mean that we stop fighting terrorism. Here in Washington, State Department spokesman Mark Toner said that Assad has to know there is no military solution to the Syrian civil war.
All we're looking at, if the Syrian regime continues the fighting, is more bloodshed, more hardship, and frankly, a greater hardening of positions on either side.
Assad's statement fuels doubts about his government and its allies' commitment to end the five-year-old conflict. U.S. officials, meanwhile, laid out the mechanics of a new multinational plan designed to provide Syrians with relief from military strikes. The plan, crafted by the International Syria Support Group, calls for a cessation of hostilities. The Syrian opposition requested that the pause in military action be labeled a cessation as opposed to a ceasefire, said Secretary of State John Kerry on Friday. A senior State Department official said the Syrian opposition believed a ceasefire indicated a formal end to a conflict in which the political objectives that underlie that conflict have been abandoned or resolved, a situation that has not occurred in Syria. The cessation would not include terrorist groups such as the Islamic State or the al-Nusra Front. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency has expressed concern over the increasingly restrictive policies being adopted by European countries against asylum seekers. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UNHCR warns the measures will not stop people from coming to Europe in search of a safe haven.
More than 1 million refugees and migrants from Syria and elsewhere made the dangerous sea journey to Europe last year, with 80% landing on overcrowded Greek islands. UN refugee spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says it is illusory for European countries to believe they can stop the mass exodus of desperate people trying to escape a life of misery and death. So far this year, she says more than 80,000 refugees and migrants have arrived in Europe by boat. Tragically, more than 400 of them have died. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thousands cheered and gave a warm welcome to Pope Francis when he stepped out of his plane in Mexico City Friday night. This is the pontiff's first official visit to the heavily Catholic country. He was greeted by President Enrique Peña Nieto, First Lady Angelica Rivera, traditional dancers, a large crowd of admirers waving flashlights, and a Mexican musical band. Pope Francis arrived in Mexico hours after he and the head of the Russian Orthodox Church signed a joint declaration for religious unity. Their historic meeting was aimed at healing the thousand-year-old rift between the Western and Eastern branches of Christianity. The House of Representatives passed broad new sanctions against North Korea Friday by a vote of 408-2. The legislation targets money launderers, human rights abusers, weapons and luxury goods traders, and anyone involved with Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. It would also impose sanctions against any outlets that support and finance North Korea's aggression. New York Representative Elliot Engel said the tougher sanctions hit Pyongyang where it does the most damage, in its wallet.
The sanctions in this bill would focus especially on North Korean elites who conduct shady transactions with shell corporations, then cover up the money trail.
The Senate passed the sanctions bill earlier this week by a vote of 96-0, meaning that the measure now goes to President Obama for his signature. Oil and stock prices surged Friday following reports that oil exporters might work out a deal to cut production and new data showing stronger U.S. consumer spending. Crude prices jumped 10% or more on global markets after plunging to their lowest level in around 12 years earlier in the week. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 and the Dow advanced about 2% in Friday's trading. The Nasdaq rose 1.4%. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.